It seems just as you ease into the joys of summer, it's already coming to an end. But there's life in summertime yet.
Corn! Yes, we said corn. Just as sure as the day that you were born.
The Sweet Corn Festival is being held at Charlin Farms in Morrisville. It celebrates all things corn, including corn shucking, a corn eating contest, the corn pit, and yes, cornhole. Other food vendors will be on site, and kid-friendly activities include pony and barrel cart rides. Several breweries will provide adult-friendly activities, and local bands are scheduled to perform each day. The Sweet Corn Festival is on Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're looking for more of a formal eating experience, how about Ardmore Restaurant Week? The dining promotion starts tonight and goes through next Saturday. Participating restaurants are offering prefix three-course meals for $20, $30, and $40. If you dine tonight, some proceeds will go to Narberth Ambulance. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. While we're talking food, the Philadelphia Taco Festival is happening at Xfinity Live on Saturday and Sunday. It promises fun for all ages with multiple margarita bars, tequila flights, a giant nacho station, a kids' activity zone, live performances, and DJs. There's even a silent disco. Doors open at noon for VIPs, but for everyone else, it's 2 to 8 p.m. Get those tickets fast if you're interested, because some tiers are already sold out. It seems everybody loves... Since we're in the neighborhood, let's head on over to the Link. That's where the Eagles are hosting an open practice tonight. It's ticketed, but at $10, it's way cheaper than a regular season ticket. It starts at 6:30, but get there early. You know everybody's going to want to see Jalen, Dallas, Saquon, AJ, Lane, and Devontae. And you might grab a few autographs if you get a good spot. We are lucky to be so rich in sports in the city. From NFL football to basketball we go. The basketball tournament is happening at Drexel University. 64 teams have played all around the country to get to the Final Four, which happens here in Philly on Friday. On Sunday, it's the championship with $1 million on the line for the winning team. TBT kicks off at 7 p.m. on Friday. Elite basketball players have great footwork. So do elite dancers. But you don't have to be an elite dancer to attend Rittenhopalooza, just an enthusiastic one. The three-day event is an offshoot of the regular Lindy Hop swing and jazz dancing parties in Rittenhouse Square, hosted by Rittenhop. It features live performances by several bands, including Josh Lee and the extended family, as well as a DJ dance and dance competitions. Events are being held in multiple locations, including the William Way Center and Moore College. Rittenhopalooza kicks off on Friday at 7 p.m. Dance and music will be a big part of Sunday's Akana Festival as well. The annual festival focuses on African culture and includes food, vendors, and performances from across the diaspora. It's moved to the Cherry Street Pier this year from Penn's Landing, but the spirit and energy remain intact. It goes from 2 to 8 p.m. We're near the end of this week's Things to Do, but not before we pay homage to one of the greatest voices in music. That would be one Michael McDonald.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago. The sound of every fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created.
He's still the front man of the legendary Doobie Brothers, and they'll be in town with Steve Winwood at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. The show is on Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and only a fool would believe I won't be back next week. As the song says, wise men have the power, and so do wise women, to embrace all the weekend has to offer. Make it count. If you've missed any details or you want to hear about more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.